May I present Brandon Ross,
the talented and lovely,
the tall and stately of the air guitar. And I'm Janine, and we're going to sing all songs about animals today, okay? Does anybody here have any unusual pets? Fish. Fish. A little on the fringes. Fish. What kind of pet do you have? Turtles.
Piglets.
Piglets?
Wow.
A piglet.
A piglet? A little potbelly pig?
A big pig.
Well, that is so impressive. Well, this song is written by somebody about having a spider for a pet. Did you ever think about it? You don't like them? Well, if you kept it for a pet, you might make friends with them. Let's see. Spider crawling on the windowpane. Spider listen to the falling rain. Spider. Spider hanging from a tiny string. Spider spinning such a pretty thing. Spider. Do the things the other spiders do. No, not you. Spider, you're so friendly and tame. Spider, think I'm gonna give you a name. Stride. Strider's gone such a long, long time. Though I haven't seen him, he's been on my mind. Spider. Are you the one I knew? Strider, it's you. Strider, it's you. Spider. said Janine. She did? Oh, are there two Janines in the room?
Yes.
I'm Janine. Who else is Janine? Oh. How do you spell it? E-N-E. Well, you'll soon be getting used to everyone misspelling your name, just like the rest of the Janines. Just answer to anything that starts with a J. Now, does anybody here keep a cat? Anybody have a cat? You don't. A stuffed cat. Anybody have a live cat?
Oh, a
piglet, the donkey. Please move over here where I can see her. Well, what do cats do? What do they like to do?
Meow.
Meow, they do that. What else do they do?
Purr.
What?
Tricks.
They do tricks. Really? Stuffed cats do a lot of tricks in particular. Well, cats, yes?
They sleep.
They sleep. Don't they? They're champion sleepers, aren't they? And?
Eat.
They chase a little string.
Drink milk.
They like to chase things, don't they?
And they like to drink milk.
They drink milk. Okay. You thought of more?
They run.
And they chase mouses. They do. This is the important, he hits with something here. We think of cats, we think, oh, they chase things. You know. Cats, they also eat birds, not to forget. It's not all just being cool, calm, and collected with cats. This little song will remind you to remember this about cats. I almost forgot my capo, came close. One, two, three, four. Ready, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Red Rockin' Robin said, "Oh, Mama, please, I'm begging you down on bended knee. I wanna go down on a jump and shout, down on the corner where the cats hang out, down on the corner where the cats hang out." My mama said, "Robin, you're making me cry, but a robin's got a rock and a bird's got to fly. Before you go jumping, go out rocking tonight. It's time I tell you a few facts of life. It's time I tell you a few facts of life. 'Cause cats will be cats, and cats can be cool. But cats can be callous, and cats can be cruel. Cats will be cats, remember these words. Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds. Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds." So Robin, get wise and use good sense, and better brush up on your self-defense. It's a jungle out there and hunger strikes deep. Better take care, better watch where you sleep. Better take care, better watch where you sleep. Cats can be cool, and cats can be callous, and cats can be cruel. Bible said, oh, mama, please, I'm begging you down on bended knee. I wanna go down, I wanna jump and shout, down at the corner where the cats hang out, down at the corner where the cats hang out. Thank you. You'll remember. Learned that whenever you use this thing, you have to tune up again. Okay, and we keep it, and we have the dog. Dog, what's your dog's name? Fluffy. What kind of dog is he? Not a poodle? Oh, yeah, I know a dog like that. What kind of, you do too? You have all the animals in your house. What kind of dog do you have? Buster? That was my cat's name. That's a good name for an animal. Blue doggy. Yeah? That's a nice name. Well, this is a song, Hi Indigo. That's okay. This is a song about a boy and a dog. His dog's name is Arrow. You know, like bow and arrow. What's that? What's your dog? Oscar. Nice. That's a good name. And you? Adrian? AJ. AJ. Is he named after somebody? Smells like dirty socks, and he sometimes smells like cheese. And my dog, he's a noisy dog. He's hardly ever still. He barks at almost anything, and his voice is always shrill. Something like yours. And my dog, he's a stupid dog, let's be honest. His mind is slow and thick, and he's never learned to catch a ball, and he cannot fetch a stick. My dog, he's a greedy dog who eats enough for three. And his belly bulges to the ground. And he's the dog for me. Me and my arrow.
we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Me and my arrow. Oh, we're taking the high.
Song, you know, you could rent that song. It's actually from a little movie for children called The Point by Harry Nilsson. Do you remember that? Where it's about a little boy who lives in a town where everybody has a pointed head except him. And it's a very cute dog with a pointed head. I highly recommend it. Anyway, we're going to do some songs. My personal favorite animal, the horse. Okay? And when I was little, I loved all the horses, and we lived in a part of Brooklyn where we had a garage in the back and this very narrow driveway that wouldn't fit my father's car, but was, I thought, perfect size for Palomino Pony. And Charlie, it turns out, Charlie has dreams of a Palomino Pony too, didn't you?
I did.
Where were you going to keep yours?
I'm going to keep mine in the bedroom.
Anyway, so this song is by from Los Lobos, and if I'd heard this song when I was little, this would have been my favorite song, because it only has one line. It's called Jenny's Got a Pony. I would have called it Janine's Got a Pony, and I would have been singing it all day. So I'll just sing it this once, but you'll get the point. What was the tempo again? Hey, 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 my, my, my. Hey, 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 come on. My, my, my. Jenny's got a pony so that Jenny can ride. Sister Sue, one for my brother, one for my mother too. Pony can run, pony can jump so high. Jenny's got a pony so that Jenny can ride. Jenny's got a pony can ride. know that Jenny can ride. One of my favorite things to do when I was little, and maybe you parents would consider this, my father used to take me to the racetrack because I was crazy about horses.
Wow, racetrack!
Yeah, and look, here's my scrapbook that I used to keep from all the horses at the racetrack. Every day, we put more pictures in here. Do you keep a scrapbook? A scrapbook is a fun thing to have. Yeah. You do? I know how you feel. Aren't they the most beautiful? Yes, mine too. See? So you can keep a scrapbook with pictures of all your favorite animals, or right? You could. So beautiful. So we're going to do a song about Stewball. Can you say Stewball?
Stewball.
Yeah. Stewball is the name of a very famous racehorse from long ago. And this is a song by somebody who bet on a horse other than Stewball. I won't make that mistake again. Okay, so Stewball. We found this song. Lead Belly song. Way out in California, where Stewball was born. All the jockeys in the country say blew there in a storm. Bet on Stewball, he might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, he might win. Bet on Stewball. Was a racehorse, and I wish he were mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine. Bet on Stewball, he might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, he might win. Bet on Stewball, he might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, he might win. All the
children cried, look, look at the noble Stuball. Bet on Stuball. My way.
Dr. Doolittle? You ever see that movie? Did you see it? It's good, right? The man who wants to talk to the animals? Okay. Charlie and I are going to do this in two different languages. He's going to play in one language and I'm going to sing in another. Two different musical languages, I guess. Once he gets, is that a Tootsie Roll you're working on there?
No. Yeah.
Oh, Reese's Pieces. Yes, sir. Correct. Yes, it is. Yes. You do. Your house is full to bursting.
And my neighbors have an electric guitar.
They do. Well, what a noisy neighborhood you live in.
Actually, I have an air guitar.
Oh, an air guitar. Oh, good. Yeah, that's a good. That's good for starters. Yeah.
You liked my horsey dance.
I did. I liked all of your horsey dancing. This little pink dress was particularly good dancing, and all the girls love the ponies. Let's be honest.
Boys and girls, this last horsey dance was beautiful, but now we're going to sing a song about a bear dance. A dancing bear.
Oh, you want to do that before the talking?
Oh, the talking thing.
Yeah, let's do the talking thing. We're going to do the little talking thing, which is why Brandon's over there like, I want no part of this. Okay. B flat, please.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it. Chatting to a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger. Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement it would be. We could learn to talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, do you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of carceros. Can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, woman to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could talk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Lunch with a lion, walruses or sea lions, what a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang with orangutan, the advantages anyone on earth could plainly see. Discussing art with dramas, with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I learned to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say winotamus, and then I would. If we could parley with pachyderms, it'd be a fairy tale worthy of an Anderson or Krim. If we could talk with the animals, walk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to him or you. I'd study every living creature's language so I could speak to all of them on sight. If friends say, could she talk in crab or pelican? You'd say, like hell she can, and you'd be right. And if you just stop to think a bit, there's no doubt of it, I would win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. Turtle was in there. The turtle had an opinion appearance.
Turn to home.
Yeah. Interesting.
Returning to home. Right,
returning to home now. Actually, we're going to do a song about a dancing bear. Has anybody been to the zoo? Anybody been to the zoo? Okay. So, have you been to the circus? Before the zoo, there were circuses.
I went to the circus.
You went to the circus, and then. And then before there were circuses, there used to be sort of traveling circuses. Or sometimes you would see a person who just had a trained dancing bear. And this is a song. This is a song about somebody who earns a little money showing his dancing bear, earns very little money, but a little money. It is a lot of pages, isn't it? And I can't really see this one. Oh, yeah? What were you asking?
Can I turn it over like this and I get
more? Oh, I see. Okay. This is a Randy Newman song.
Face. What happened to their face?
You don't have to. You don't have to. Okay. Ready? Okay.
One, two, three, four. I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. I'd step out in style with my sincere smile, my dancing bear, outrageous, alarming, outrageous, charming. Oh, who would think boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair. At the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare, making the grandest entrance, Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Who would think a boy accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be.
Funny song. Here's a song that's maybe like 500 years old. Wow! 500 years old, and it's not finished yet. I keep having to fix it. You ever hear this? You know about the frog that wanted to marry the mouse? Froggy went a-courtin'? Do you know that one, Indigo? Froggy went a-courtin'? No? Well, you'll know it now. Soon you're gonna know it. Okay, so this is like a whole different thing, right? Frog went a-courtin' and he did right, with a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, where he'd been many times before. He said, "Miss Mouse, are you within?" "Yes, kind sir, I sit and spin until my love comes again." Took me
Miss Mouse upon his knee. He said, Miss Mouse, would you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president. Let us ask and let us see if his descent he will decree for little Miss Mouse to marry me. Well, Uncle Rat laughed and shook his side to see Miss Mouse a pretty bride. Uncle Rat headed straight downtown to buy his niece a wedding gown. Where shall the wedding supper be? Way down yonder in a hollow tree with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee.
Question. Who's seen a duck?
I do.
Where did you see the duck?
At the pond.
I saw
the park.
I saw
at the pond.
I saw
yeah.
I
in the water.
I
Central Park. But you know where you never see a duck? In a tree. No. You don't see a duck. Well, you don't see a duck in a tree, really. Yeah.
You've seen a duck in a tree.
You have?
In a tree?
No. It's very unusual. No.
No, not yet. In a lake, yes. Definitely. Charlie's gonna play his fiddle. Has anybody ever seen a fiddle in a tree? Okay, so my friend Vic, he's gonna play a violin now, yeah. So my friend Vic Chestnut, he saw a duck in a tree, and it was such an unusual sight. He felt he must write a song about it. So we'll sing this song. It's called Duck in a Tree.
Quack, quack.
Exactly. Oh, duck in a tree. You're out of your league. Put your fur as big. And you're big as an eagle. Ah, look at you. Go on and wiggle your tail. Let me see you wiggle your tail. Proud as a beauty queen, duck in a tree. Tell him about it, Charles. Leaping from limb to limb, you're so squirrely and nimble. Your mate is swooping around, you're just up there conversing. Oh, look at you, looking right at his tail. Startling exhibit, duck on a limb. Some border. Think of the splash you made. Me and all the local birds is jealous. So beautiful as you swing out of sight.
just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Somewhere, I guess you're off to some border. Think of the splash you made. Me and all the local birds is jealous. So beautiful as you swing out of sight. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky. Duck in the sky. Just a moment in your migration. Duck in the sky.
Chickens? Do you ever hear anybody say that?
Chicken.
Yeah. Well, that's the name of this song. Is this where the expression comes from?
I think so.
Okay. So this is a Louis Jordan song. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. And whenever you say, Mama Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred, and when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. He heard, "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. You chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So you're stomping around, you're shaking the ground, you're kicking up an awful dust. You chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in. And hobble, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow, it's a busy day, you got things to do. Delay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of sitting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way. And hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Tomorrow, it's a busy day, we got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig, and worms to scratch, takes a lot of sitting, getting chicks to hatch, there ain't nobody here but us chickens, ain't nobody here at all, so quiet yourself, stop that fuss, there ain't nobody here but us, and kindly point that gun the other way. Hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, Farmer Brown, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Oh,
my God.
Someone's telephone is ringing. Possibly mine. Okay, we have one other song. One other song. So, this song has a lot of animals in it. And it's about that feeling that you have when it's basically about how your parents feel about you. Like when you're happy, they're happy. When you're happy, and everything in the world seems to be in the right place and seems to be paying attention to just what you want and what you're doing. So, this song is a song about how your parents feel about you when you're happy. How about that? This is a song by Nick Cave.
Nick Cave?
Right. One, two, three.
it's up in the morning and on the downs, and the little white clouds like gambling lands, and I am breathless over you, and the red-breasted robin beats his wings, his throat, it trembles when he sings, for he is helpless before you. And the happy-headed bluebells bow when they bend their pretty heads all down. Heavied by the early morning dew, at the whispering stream, at the bubbling brook, the fishes leap up to take a look, for they are breathless without you. Still your hands, still your heart, still your face come shining through, and all the morning glows in you. Still your mind, and still your soul, and still the fire of love is true, and I am breathless without you. Circles among the trees, their fangs about the new-made leaves. For it is breathless without you. And the fox chases the rabbit round, and the rabbit hides beneath the ground. For he is defenseless without you. Sky of daytime dies away, and all the earthly things, they stop to play, for we are all breathless without you. I listen to my juddering bones and the blood in my veins, the wind in my mind, and I am breathless without you. Still your hand, still your heart, still your face comes shining through, and all the morning glows anew. Still your mind, still your soul, still the fire of love is true, and I am breathless. Thank you all so much for coming. We don't usually get to play for children, but I expect we'll do it again. Thank you, Catherine, for inviting us.
And I want to also thank these amazing dancers. Every single person here, so amazing. So hands up for the dancers. Yay. You're awesome.
Charlie Burnham. Brandon Ross, Janine Nichols. Thank you so much for coming. You can sign our little book out there in the front. We'll write to you.
We're passing around the Roulette Children's email list because we just put it together, broke, and we put it together again. So if you want to know about the three concerts that we'll be doing starting through January and February, sign the list and we won't spam you. You'll get maybe six emails a year on that list. If you wanted all the concerts for the grown-ups, you can find the other list.
Oh, my tootsie roll.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.